person at a time.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America. Thank you so much for being with us. And in this hour, we're going to be talking to a representative for Dream Rides for Kids. I don't know a whole lot about it, and looking forward to learning lots more in the first half hour. In the second half hour, he is a noted photographer and author of a wonderful book about Bob Seger. And we're going to check in with Tom Weschler, who's actually going to be joining me at the Detroit Auto Show upcoming in the not-too-distant future. But right now, let's welcome Karen Sundstrom from Dream Rides for Kids to Auto World. Hey there, Karen. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Definitely. I've been looking forward to talking to you and learning a little bit more about Dream Rides for Kids. Tell us a little bit about the background of Dream Rides for Kids.
Well, Dream Rides for Kids was my vision that I created to basically make a difference in the life of some very deserving kids. This is a way for the automotive community, which I'm so passionate about, to lend their time and to share our passion of cars with these kids, to allow them to dream, to allow them to think about the future and creating a successful life for themselves, and that this is possible for them. A lot of the owners of the cars who become mentors for the day, you know, they attain their cars and their success by working hard and having goals and being focused. And that's what we give back to these kids, is the possibility that this is possible. It's not just about going for a ride in a cool car, although that's a part of it, and the kids love that part of it. But it's really more about connecting with the owners of these cars and having the automotive community come together and making a difference in the lives of these kids.
Excellent. And I understand yesterday was the day that you launched your inaugural event, which teamed up 10 classic and exotic car owners to spend a day with an at-risk teen. Tell us about how it went.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was really, really great. Everyone had a wonderful time. The kids really enjoyed it. There were some really amazing cars there. We had a 1933 Cadillac, a 458 Ferrari, and most everything in between, a 49 Merc and Imperial. So we had some really interesting, cool cars for the kids to go for a ride in. We had a rally with lots of stop challenges that they had to figure out where we were going. The teens become the navigator for the day. So they get the route book and navigate the driver where to go.
That's excellent.
And so it was very interesting. A lot of them got lost.
Tell us a little bit about the background of some of the participating teens.
A lot of the teens that came to the event were from the East Los Angeles and South Central area of Los Angeles. These are all students that are participating in some amazing schools that are public schools that are working to change the way public education is run and actually create a successful school, which right now our public school systems are failing our students. And the schools that participate with us are partner with another organization called Right to Succeed. And we are pulling these kids who have really shown leadership and have basically shown these kids are exemplary students. And so it was basically a reward and a privilege to be able to come and participate in our event. They just loved it. I mean, they were so excited. They got to learn so much about cars. One of the girls, I got her bio emailed to me, it told me that she wanted to be a NASCAR racer.
Huh.
So we went out to Area 51, which is Al Nasita's place here in Duarte. And he's a race car driver, and so are his daughters. So he spent some time with her talking about racing and what it takes and really helping her and showing her the cars. So that was really wonderful of him to open the doors to us and give us a tour of his facility. We also were welcomed by Chris Kidd, who is the owner of Tired Ironworks in Monrovia.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a tour of his place, and he showed the kids all the cars, and he has everything in there from a Ford GT to an original 1920s Isotta Fraschini, and showed them all the different things about restoring cars, and so really got them interested in the automotive community as well.
That's fantastic, and as you point out here in this press release that my producer Rob sent to me a little bit earlier today, that the driver mentor, you know, has an opportunity, like you've been sharing with us, to share his or her own personal story of achievement while taking these kids for a ride in these exotic or classic cars. And, you know, what a great opportunity, because, you know, sometimes just a few minutes with somebody can really make a huge difference in a child's life, in giving them hope. You know, I know a lot of people that I've met, even in the last 20 years while I've been doing National Automotive Radio, you know, folks that started their own business, you know, literally with, you know, $500 loans and literally became multi-million-dollar people, you know, it really is inspirational to put the two together, the at-risk teenager along with a successful entrepreneur or business person or race car driver. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's absolutely right, because you just never know. This one thing that they say to them throughout the day while they were sharing and driving and going through the roads could affect their life forever. It really could, has the opportunity to change their direction and how they think about their future. And, you know, my heart really wants there to be more than a mentor for the day, that you never know what kind of a relationship can develop between these two. They could end up, you know, he could end up being his mentor for life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all successful people in life at one point had a mentor, had one point had someone reach out to them and tell them that they matter and that they can achieve anything they want. And that's what this is about. And right now, you know, this was our first inaugural small event with just 10 kids and 10 drivers. And our next event that we're planning is in March in 2012,
uh-huh,
with 50 cars and 50 kids.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. We're really working hard to create this. But we also need the automotive community to stand behind us. We need sponsors to sponsor the event. We need people to get involved and want to help create this and continue so we can have more of these events. My vision is to have a Dream Rides for Kids event in every major city. There's
mm-hmm.
car clubs in every major city across the United States.
Absolutely.
There's Cars and Coffee on Saturdays and Sundays mornings. Everywhere where there's a Cars and Coffee, I would like there to be a Dream Rides for Kids in that local community where they're making a difference in these kids' lives.
Well, Karen, that's definitely an outstanding idea, and let's hope someday that comes true. We'll throw out a trivia question here just to get some more people to take advantage of the wonderful offer being given to us here at Auto World from the folks at washdrops.com. Whoever comes up with the correct answer to the trivia question is going to get the prize package. And when we come back from the upcoming break here, I'm going to give out that trivia question, and you can win right here on Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World Live all across North America via the GCN Radio Network and the AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. You can listen online at either one of the sites, GCNLive.com or AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And I promised you a trivia question, so let me throw out that trivia question right now. We'll make it a relatively easy one. Steam-powered vehicles. Jay Leno just reminded me as we came back with the bump there with Jay. He owns a steam-powered vehicle. There weren't that many manufacturers of steam-powered vehicles. I would like someone to call in and tell me the name of one of the manufacturers of steam-powered vehicles in the early part of the 20th century. There were actually steam-powered vehicles, and Jay Leno has a number of these, at least 2 to 3 in his collection. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever gets the correct answer is going to pick up a prize package, and it is truly a holiday gift package from the folks at washdrops.com. It includes not only the wash drop solution, which allows you to wash your car without a hose. You don't have to rinse your car off, so it's great for water-restricted areas. It's great to save water. It's also great in areas of the country in which it's cold and you can't wash your car in the winter months, but you need to get that salt and sand off and the snow and all the muck and all that stuff. I'm here in New England. Matt is Master Control in Minnesota. He knows what I'm talking about, even though we've been lucky so far this winter. Eventually, we're going to get it. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Steam-powered vehicles, the most famous maker of the steam-powered vehicle, or even a less famous one, but I'm sure someone will come up with the most famous maker of a steam-powered vehicle, 855-660-4261. Karen Sundstrom is with us from Dream Rides for Kids, rather. I've been doing a lot of radio today, Karen, so excuse me, I'm on my 7th hour right now, so I'm running a little empty, but nevertheless having great fun talking to you about your organization. And as you told us, you had your inaugural event yesterday with just 10 kids, but coming up in March, you're going to have 50 kids and 50 drivers. And whereabouts is that going to be held?
It's going to be here in Los Angeles, and we'll plan a rally again. Same principle, the navigator, the student will be the navigator, directing the driver where to go. It'll be a fun challenge, and we'll have entertainment and some celebrities and guest speakers, to motivational speakers to get everyone excited and the kids motivated for the future. A lot of really wonderful people in the car community that are supporting us, and a lot of significant personalities and collectors in our industry have been invited. Bruce Meyer, Robert Escalante, a lot of well-known collectors, and generous people in the automotive community that are going to come out and share the day with these kids.
Well, that's going to be great. Bruce Meyer has been on this program before, and he's, you know, just a wonderful source of inspiration, and also, you know, such a kind gentleman, and certainly has been just a tremendous contributor to the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, and what an amazing collection of vehicles he's got in his collection. Matter of fact, his garage has been featured in a book called Ultimate Garages, so maybe that lucky teen will get a tour of that very famous garage.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. One of the stops along the way is going to be at the Peterson Automotive Museum, so the kids can take a tour of the Peterson Automotive Museum. So that's going to be one of the stops along the way, and that'll be really fun for them. I'm sure most none of these kids have even been to the Peterson. Yesterday they had so much fun, and one of the kids said, "I didn't dream in my life I would ever be able to go for a ride in a Ferrari." And he was just so excited. And at the end of the day, the owner of the Ferrari took several of the kids for a little spin around the block. So it was really exciting for that. He shared it with a lot of them, not just his own student that he mentored. He gave a bunch of the kids rides in the Ferrari. But so it was really a lot of fun for them.
Oh, that's great. Karen, your organization, Dream Rides for Kids, has partnered with another organization, and both your organization and this organization are both not-for-profit 501c3 organizations, and this is called the RightToSucceed.org. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
The RightToSucceed.org is an organization that's founded to change the public school system. They have gone to public leaders, politicians, to basically get their pledge to drop the dropout rate by 50% within the next 3 years. Our public school systems are failing our students. That the statistics are out absolutely incredible of how many students drop out. It's some 70% of students drop out. And the students that do graduate currently are graduating and not employable. Their skills, between their skills, their criminal background, and their health are making them ineligible to also join the military. And these kids who are graduating from these failing schools that are unemployable and unable to go to the military are going to become voters.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change this public school system.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they're about.
That's great. And you've got a very nice website. Tell our listeners all about what can be found at dreamridesforkids.org.
Yes, dr4k.org or dreamridesforkids.org. You can read all about the organization, our mission, our purpose, read more details about the event and what happens at the event, and also connect with Right to Succeed and learn about more about their organization, and also find a place where you can become involved, whether you be a volunteer, a sponsor, or a mentor participant. All of that is available on the website, where you can join us in helping out and joining the automotive community and helping the kids.
How about yourself, Karen? Have you always been into automobiles?
Always, always, always. Petrol runs through my veins. I am a certified car crazy. Always have been since I was little. I never played with dolls. As a little girl, I played with cars.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's my dad was a race car driver back in the 50s, and he was on the cover of Hot Rod magazine and building hot rods and dragsters, and so my dad had the car bug. I have the car bug. It's I will never go away from the car industry. It's a wonderful community. I really love this community and cars in general, everything from classic cars, old cars, new cars. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of really amazing things in the car world. I've been to the Ferrari factory in Italy. In fact, my dog Enzo has been to the Ferrari factory in Italy.
Ah, very good. Your dog Enzo, what a great name. Well, Karen, good luck, and we so appreciate your time here today, and we'll definitely talk to you before the March event again.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. She's Karen Sundstrom from Dream Rides for Kids. I'm Bob Long. Straight ahead, Tom Weschler.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. And we're playing Bob Seger because Bob Seger is on tour once again, second half of his 2011 tour, and lots of big news to tell you about on that front. And joining us here on the broadcast is a gentleman who's been with us many times before. He was Bob's original road manager. He is a noted photographer and author of a wonderful book, along with Gary Graft, about Bob Seger, called Traveling Man, Behind the Scenes and On the Road with Bob Seger. It's my pleasure to welcome Mr. Tom Weschler back to Auto World. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for taking time. And I know Bob's been on tour in November and December and has one date coming up in January, and got a brand new Ultimate Greatest Hits album out there, and I understand it's doing really well.
Yes, it is. That came out on the 21st of November, and as far as I know, it's in the top 10 right now, and probably higher than that.
That's great.
This coming week, it's been doing well. His tour has been garnering some very good reviews. Every time I get a Google alert, the next day after, you know, the next morning after they played somewhere. It's always a great review. I love that.
Yeah. And it's cool that Bob's new album, as well as Live Bullet and Nine Tonight and Early Seeger, are available on iTunes. And also, you've got a special promotion going on with Walmart if you buy the CD version, which I actually did because I have all of Bob's CDs, so I needed to have this one in my collection. You get a bonus track, which is a wonderful version of a song that was featured in a movie back in the 1980s, and that's a little something special for folks who pick up the CD at Walmart.
Yeah, they did. They added a Walmart track. It's kind of cool. At the office where we have the ones that we distribute to radio, there's a sticker on the Walmart one and not one on the other, on the regular one. It says Walmart Special or something like that. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that is fantastic. And the song is Living Inside My Heart, and it was from the movie About Last Night. Our telephone number, if you'd like to chime in or answer that trivia question about the steam-powered vehicle, is 855-660-4261. Let's go to California and talk to, I believe it's Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for calling in. So who was the maker of the famous steam-powered vehicle?
Well, I'm going to say that the most popular one was Stanley Steamer.
You are 100% correct. Congratulations. We're going to send you out this brand-new gift package from the folks at washdrops.com. Are you a fan of Bob Seger, Cindy?
I am a serious fan of Bob's. It was one of the first records I used to listen to every night before I went to sleep in high school. And I just got back into vinyl myself, and that was one of the first records I went and bought.
Well, that's great.
Which one? Which record?
Oh gosh, I should know what it's called. I'm guilty of not knowing what it's called.
What year?
Oh, you're dating me now. Come on. I'm going to say I thought it was his first one.
Oh, his first one. Wow, there you go. Back in Ramblin' Gamblin' Man days.
That's right. And Tom designed a lot of the covers for Bob's albums. Tell Cindy that story, Bob.
I started working for him in 1968, and I got lucky. I was also a photographer, and I had graduated from art school and got my commercial art degree. So Punch Andrews, Bob's frugal manager, decided, well, why go outside? Let's just keep the art and the photography all right here in the office. And so we did. And I started by doing Mongrel was my first Bob Seger album that I did. Then I did Smokin' Old Peas, Seger 7, back in 72. Oh, my goodness, the live album, the first live album. And the second greatest hits, I have one on the inside. And there's all kinds of them. I've done a lot of them. And it's fun doing covers because you get to see it over and over and over again. And,
you're a part of music history. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, Tom is a real amazing photographer, to say the least. Still takes shots of Bob at the shows. And matter of fact, Bob is going to be playing the Staples Center in Los Angeles. I believe the date is like the 28th of December.
Yep, we'll be out there for that. I'm really looking forward to that. It's getting cold here in Detroit.
Very good. Well, Cindy, hang on, and we'll get all of your information, and you can get this wonderful prize package from the folks at Wash Drops. So the West Coast swing has been going well. I know when we talked the other day, you were driving Punch to the airport for the Dallas show on Saturday night. How did that go?
That went fabulously. They had a great article this morning in the Dallas Morning News. I read that, and they did great. And when I picked Punch up this evening and asked him how it went, he said, they were really good. That's for coming from him. That's pretty good. They must have been spectacular.
Yeah, I've seen Bob so many times, and the last time I saw him was the close of the spring tour, and You know, comparing this tour to the 2006-2007 tour, to me, the band sounds better than they ever have. And, you know, when you stop and think.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. They sound fabulous. It sounds at the beginning of the bumper music that we just had just on a minute ago before Bob started singing. I was thinking to myself, my goodness, these guys are really tight.
They really are. They're just an amazing group of guys. And certainly we've been lucky to have a number of folks, including Alto Reed, here on the broadcast. And I understand on this tour he's mixed up the set list and doing some songs that he's never done, including the Christmas song that was featured on an LP, which has never been performed live.
Little Drummer Boy, yep, and it's going over really well. I was at one of the shows. I think it was Pittsburgh, and they were just finishing up the song, and I had to go out to the truck to bring something in for Alto, for his dressing room. And this girl came out, and she had tears in her eyes. I said, "What's wrong, honey?" She said, "That's my favorite Christmas song." Bob brought him to tears.
Oh, that is fantastic. And certainly when you look at it, Bob, you know, at the age of 66 years young, I mean, he is performing, you know, with the energy of somebody, you know, half his age. He is just really enjoying himself, which is just great to see.
He's having a great time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's smiling all the time. He's ready to go. He loves to do. He comes to the sound check, and he used to be, back in my day, sound check was a pain in the neck for everybody. They all show up like, you know, these guys are real workmen, you know.
That's great. When we come back, more with Tom Weschler. If you're a Bob Seger fan, give us a call right here on Auto World.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song Bombs, the Ron Paul song. Not impossible. We'll be right back.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America. You can also hear us on GCN Live and the Automotive Radio Network.com. Tom Weschler is with us, and we're talking all about Bob Seger and a wonderful book, Great Christmas or Holiday Gift Idea here, written by our special guest Tom Weschler and Gary Graff, Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. It's available both in hardcover and softcover form. And Tom, is always a pleasure to have you on the airways with us here. We'll throw out a kind of a tough Bob Seger question going back early in his day. There's a car reference in the song Get Out of Denver. What kind of car is Bob referencing in that song? That's a hard one. We're going to clear the phone lines and see if anybody can call in with the answer to that question, 855-660-4261. I was watching a little video piece about you, Tom, and I love the story about the Beatles and how you set up a camera in front of the TV, and this is kind of how your rock photography career got kicked off.
I had to figure out something. My family had just moved from Allen Park, Michigan, which is right next to Detroit. It was a city. And we moved way out into the country to Rochester, Michigan, which at that time was quite a farm community.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I mean, I loved it out there after a while, but at first I was kind of, you know, reticent. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to meet girls, you know. What are you going to do? I'm 15 years old. I'm trying to figure out, oh, geez, what am I going to do? All these great new girls at my new school. So I figured if I took pictures of the Beatles off the television, already having been a photographer, I kind of knew, you know, I could develop them and all that myself. I spent a whole day, February 9th, 1964, I spent a whole day measuring the distance between my camera and the television. I shot a couple of things off TV, developed the film, got it right, figured it out. When the Beatles came out, I don't think I even remember seeing them. I just kept clicking away. The next day, I got on the bus in the morning with a bunch of photos taped into my notebook, and the rest is history.
That is great. And you worked at a rather famous record store, which gave you access to some really, really legendary British performers and bands. Tell our listeners around North America about that.
It was a music store. We sold records, but primarily we were an instrument store. We sold amplifiers, guitars, drums, that thing, and we had records. It was called Artist Music. At that time, back in 1966 when I started working there, bands would come through town, and they were usually sponsored by some instrument company like Fender or Gibson or Vox. At the time was real popular. And we had all that equipment at the store, so the promoters would call us and say, can you send the guy down with, you know, three bass amps and this and that, you know, different equipment. And I was the guy that did that. I took the stuff down, set it up, and brought my camera with me. So I got some great shots of, you know, I mean, I had a great opportunity to get some great shots A lot of them came out really well. Other ones came out a little nervous because there were a lot of girls there, too. I kept trying to take pictures of them. But it worked out great. And, you know, I got the Doors and Jimi Hendrix and Randy California and Spirit. I don't know if anybody remembers them. They were pretty good. But I spent a lot of time photographing bands. And the Beatles, kind of, they started me off by helping me meet young females in my new high school.
Excellent story.
I noticed you had something on just a minute ago. You had Alto Reed's beginning solo to from the Back in 72 album.
Yeah, from Turn the Page.
We three nights ago, the band played in Oklahoma. That particular piece was recorded in Oklahoma City in Paradise, Oklahoma, which is a suburb. And that was at Leon Russell's studio, the famous piano player and singer. We did that. Alto actually did that at his studio in 1972. So that was kind of a neat thing that they just played there again for the first time in I don't know how many years.
And it's amazing when you see Bob in concert. And I know here in the Boston area and Detroit, I mean, the crowds can really almost drowned out Bob. I'm wondering. I missed the show in Worcester. Did you happen to go to that show and Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band opened up?
No, I sure wish I could have been there though. Bob told me that Pete was great. He said he came out and did all his rapping and all, you know, all the stuff that he used to do with the Giles Band.
Exactly. You know,
and Pete hasn't changed much. Oh, he looks exactly the same. He's still a thin little rock star. He looks great, according to everybody that saw him that night.
Yeah, definitely. But I heard the crowd, just like when they played at the TD Bank North Garden here in Boston back last spring. I mean, the crowd was so loud on Turn the Page, they were drowning Bob out.
Yeah, it's getting easier for him, right? How about that, Bob? He puts the microphone out and he doesn't have to sing. The people do the singing.
Oh, that's great. We got the trivia question out there. It's a hard one. I admit it. It's one of the early Seeger songs. It's Get Out of Denver. It has a car reference in it. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or bob@boblongradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. And by the way, if you want to say hello to Tom Weschler, time is fleeting here fast on us, so get on board right now at 855-660-4261. Let's talk a little bit about where folks can get a hold of this book, because for the ultimate Seeger fan, this is just a wonderful Christmas gift, holiday gift. Where's the best spot to get it?
Well, they have it on bobseeger.com. Amazon.com has it. A friend of mine in California and another friend in Florida told me they still have them at Barnes & Noble and through the publisher, Wayne State University Press. They also have some available.
And one of the great...
And of course, you can buy them at the concert because we have them in the merchandise.
That's true, and from time to time, folks can actually get your autograph signing.
Yeah,
right
I like
there.
Going to I love doing that. It's fun.
It must be fun interacting with the fans. And, you know, another thing that I noticed, too, going to Bob's concerts, talk about cutting across the generations. I mean, there are young kids there, and there are people, you know, in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s there.
That Punch told me tonight, he said last night he was amazed. There were so many gorgeous young girls there. he was really surprised. He said it's great that he appeals to a younger crowd. I noticed that too when I was in Evansville, Indiana. There were young kids buying my book from me, and I was like, "Wow, this is great." Where's your mom? Oh no, my mom's at home. Me and my boyfriend came. You know, that kind of thing. It was great.
It is absolutely that's definitely music to my ears. So far, we don't have any winners yet, but we'll keep it out there on the song Get Out of Denver. There's a car reference. It's an American car. We'll give that hint. The telephone number, once again, 855-660-4261. One of the wonderful things that you do in Traveling Man on the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seeger, and you do in all your photography, Tom, is that you like to catch not only the performance, the entire performance, unlike today when photographers can only be out there for a short time, you can get the kind of behind-the-scenes look, but also, you know, the behind-the-scenes, the off times, capturing Bob at moments, you know, where he's, you know, hanging out backstage. Some of those shots are just great.
Well, I thank you for that. I like doing those spontaneous ones because that's the whole gist of it. You know, people are just, you know, there's rock stars and there's people, but they're all people. And he has that tendency to just kind of go off by himself and sit down and, you know, light up a cigarette or something. I got a few shots like that in the studio. I got some backstage. I got a picture of he and Bruce when they met for the first time, and the two of them are just happy as larks, you can tell. That kind of thing. I love doing that kind of stuff.
And speaking of Bruce Springsteen, at Madison Square Garden, he came out and did old-time rock and roll. That must have been quite something.
He sure did. Everybody would love that one.
And we finally have a winner. The gentleman's name is Wayne, and he's in Kansas. It's Cadillac. That's right. That's the reference in Get Out of Denver. Congratulations.
That's right. I kept quiet because I didn't know it.
Everybody pick up Tom Wescher's book, Traveling Man, On the Road and Behind the Scenes with Bob Seger. I'm Bob Long. Thank you, Tom. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition of Auto World. We're going to take next week off. So Merry Christmas, everybody, from everybody here at Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.